He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's Bible. That's not a Pentecostal thing. It's a Bible thing. So that's what happened at Cana, the first miracle. God is showing the natural. That's all man can do is do the natural. Our flesh can't do any greater. But with the Spirit of God, we can do what the Master did. Make new wine in those old crocks. When them guys get drinking now, they say, we don't want this old sloppy wine anymore. We want the good stuff. That's what happened to me. What happened to Don? Him and I used to, it was really almost a brag how many beers we had in the fridge, right? You were prosperous. You had two or three cases. Yeah, he had a special fridge just for beer. That was prosperity to him. His poor wife was thinking, yuck. So was mine. Double yuck. But I'm not picking on you if you drink a beer. That's not what I'm up to today. You understand what I'm saying? The Master brings the supernatural. The natural only man can do. So when you go and pray, it's the supernatural that's going to do and bring the new wine. Jesus in you is going to touch that old clay pot. And all of a sudden, he don't want Blitzkrieg anymore. He wants power. He wants the anointing because the anointing is coming. Okay? And this is what he's talking about. So, you who drink wine, don't judge those who drink grape juice. It says if they're weak, you know, let them alone. But you look at the Jew. Anytime you have questions, see what the Jew's doing. The Jews are still drinking wine, and they ain't going to hell because they drink wine. But see, we're so judgmental. We got all of these doctrines of men, and doctrines of men are no more or less than doctrines of devils. Okay. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loves not his brother. See, he's getting into that. Do you have a problem with people with different colored skin? Do you have a problem with people who are got old clothes? Do you have a problem with this or that or the rich? Knock it off. See, that's where the problem comes. Your new self is Jesus accepted us all, didn't he? Well, then what are you going to do? I used to hate blacks and Mexicans and Indians and you name it. I was a real redneck. But you know what the Lord showed me? I didn't hate them. It didn't have nothing to do with them. I hated me. I had the shortcoming. I hated me. Somebody could walk by out here and you say you didn't like them. I didn't like them either. It was a spirit of condemnation in me, of hate. And God delivered me of that. And it doesn't matter anymore. I don't care. You see, they're God's children. And who am I to judge about color? What happened if we get to heaven and everybody turns black? See, it doesn't matter. Once you get there, who cares? See, prejudice comes from the devil. He's the one that thought that all up, and he wants us to be that way. He's wearing a black sweater. I don't like black. She's wearing red, and I don't like red. You know, you just go on and on and on with that. But once the Lord delivered me of the hatred for myself, I was free. It didn't matter. I don't care. Fact is, I do care. That's the point. So, now do you get this? If you commit sin, doesn't mean you're of the devil because your father is God now. We got two fathers, the devil and God. So now your father is God, and you don't commit sin because it's not your sin nature anymore. You've been delivered. Are you going to miss the mark? Yes. But you're not a sinner. My Bible says we're saints. We got either Jesus is a liar or we're saints. Peter is a liar or we're saints. Because they call us saints. Why? Because we're born from above. We're washed in the blood. We got power. Hallelujah. We're somebody. It says we're kings and priests. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want to give your testimony? Yeah, please. He's busting a seam. Lord, we just thank you for this word. We thank you. Oh, yeah, and I have a prophecy I want to read, too. I've got one. I don't know where it is. Oop. Just blame it on me. I mean, go ahead. Yeah, see, yeah.
Okay, that's, I know it's a broken record, but as a cab driver, we deal with the worst of Portland, the underbelly. In fact, I transported some big-time criminals this week, didn't even know it. They flagged me, and the cops, I'm involved with the cops now about these criminals. So it's pretty wild on the streets at night. So the other night, I got called to a thrift lodge to pick up a man, and I went, picked him up, put him in a cab, and he said, take me back to the hotel, and I didn't. And he started hee-hawing around, and he goes, you know, do you know of any places? I'm going, yeah, I do. I want to go. Okay, fine. So we're going to Milwaukee. And all of a sudden, I felt like, he said, do you know much about these places? I said, well, I'll tell you the truth, I know some things because I asked my customers. And then I said, this is what kind of happens. He goes, fine, I want to go. Fine, I'm taking him down there. And I said, you know what? In my heart, all of a sudden, I felt, hey, I got to tell him something. I've done this before. You know what? I'm a Christian. And I'll take you there because that's my job. And I won't refuse you. But I don't know anything about it because I don't participate because I'm a Christian. He goes, turn the car around. I go, uh-oh. What did I do? He says, I'm a Christian too. I go. So here's what happened for this man that night. I asked him what's going on. He says, well, I'm lonely. He says, I want a companion. That's why I'm doing all this. He says, what happened tonight? He says, I'm from San Francisco. He says, tonight, I actually rented the lady, brought her to my apartment, spent $200 and talked to her and sent her away. Nothing happened. He couldn't figure that out. It's all right. I don't mean to be gross. Nothing happened. He spent $200 and bam, she walked. Then he goes, he calls a cab driver. Now he wants to go to another place. The cab driver, new cab driver in town, doesn't know what he's doing, takes him to a gay bathhouse. He doesn't know it's a gay bathhouse. He walks in and spends his money. He goes, whoa, 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 gets his money back out. And he walks out and says, I don't want to be in here. So he goes back to this other hotel, and then he gets me. And he says, I want to go to a nudie bar. Fine, boom, on the way. I'm a Christian. Boom, so my tape turned around. And so on the way back to his hotel, I said, let me talk to you about this. I tried to call you. We missed you by 5 minutes. You know, God stopped me and now I get you. So we're going to, I said, let's pray. So I started praying for him. And boom, as soon as I started praying for him, he began to repent. And I had goosebumps, just head to toe, just quivering with power. And he just said, I started speaking to him. I said, God's calling you out, man. You are called out and this is what God's doing. And God's stopping you for a reason. He's Spirit filled. And he has his Bible back in his hotel room, everything. All his Christians said, he's been a Christian for years, but he's struggling. And I said, and so God just met him, and he repented, and I felt the power all over me, all the way back to the end of the ride, and he gave me a huge tip. But he was so grateful, you know, and I was so grateful, because just what you said tonight, today, is what God did for that man and for me the other night. And he repented and went back to his room and said, I'm getting on my knees right now, starting to pray and spend time with God.
That's a good example of what I've been talking about. You can get off the path, and God is there. His hand has been out all along. It's just that we walk away from Him. He never walks away from us. And then you reach out, and you come back. There's a prophecy that we received. We get a lot of them, and a lot of them I don't even pay any attention to. I really don't. They're 3 or 4 pages long, and if something isn't pretty short and to the point, don't send it to me because I won't read it. I'm just that way. I don't like long stuff. This is just this one, not quite a whole page, and it Twitter-pated me, so I want to read it to you. And the lady that got it up in Portland says, Bud would like to read this. We don't understand why the world doesn't need what we offer, but God says, I've got a new building on a new foundation. He says there's going to be so many people coming into the kingdom overnight, the Spirit of the Lord is going to blow through this land, and those who will come running. There will be 200 people for anyone who knows the basic gospel. If you know John 3:16, you have 200 people to teach the elements of the kingdom of God. Think of that. That blows away all this knowledge. And you know, if you know Jesus, you can tell somebody else about Him. Oh, I love this. No church will be able to handle it. It's going to blow away all the old stuff. They can't stand that. The new thing is going to be a church without walls. It's going to fill the world. the world would be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. This is it. This is His kingdom. This is His hand. Then they will understand. This is the work of the Lord. He said, don't think that you're the only one who hasn't bowed your knee to Baal. I have thousands upon thousands. That's what it's about, to show you. You are not alone. I felt the same thing. I thought I was the only one. I can remember a time in my life I thought I was the only one, and then I thought I went nuts, and then finally I ran across some other nut, and I knew there was more than one of us. But I just began to hear little echoes, and I thought, oh my goodness, there's other people saying the same thing, just here and there, same thing. You see, this is a hidden thing. This is a thing that nobody's going to get control of. I love that. Until it's been revealed, it's going to be a secret only known to God and His children. He's bringing out, come forth from among them, be separate, says the Lord. And I'm going to do a new thing among you. It's not just out, but unto me. It's out into the wilderness. It's the church in the wilderness. We're going out to hear the preaching of someone who cannot preach in the temple anymore. He's got a word that the city cannot contain, so He's calling us out into the wilderness. The mighty people, like David's mighty men, were losers. If you're not aware of David's army, he says, I want everybody that's sick, everybody that's broke, everybody that's condemned and downtrodden. That was David's army. Read it sometime. I want all the outcasts of Israel to join my army. Praise the Lord. The prisoners and the outcasts of the church are coming into the kingdom. Praise God. Those that have claimed the kingdom for themselves will be provoked to envy, because the prostitutes and every unclean person that's been cast out, everyone that has spoken in the name of the Lord has been cast out of the fellowship of the Lord because of their word. They will shine as lights in the kingdom, because I'm going to set the world afire with the knowledge. The flame of the Lord will burn upon you. So be prepared, sister. That's for you guys too, because we are the bride. He's coming back for a bride that's without spot or wrinkle. He's not coming after a pock-faced, anemic, weak, filthy bride. And this is the part I really like. He's coming back for that. He's coming for a bride that He's prepared for Himself, that He has washed her, and He has cleansed her, and He has enriched her with His treasures. We will see great and mighty things, way off the scale. We haven't seen nothing yet. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you. Are we going to have communion today?
Yeah.
You got something?
Yeah.
Mike, man. And before we go, before I forget, I want to, on our website,
did everyone get that? Did everybody hear?
We're up to 68 countries now as of last night. Somebody from, I think, Ceylon came in, which is a new country. Or Cyprus. Sorry about that. And we're almost at 75,000. This morning it was at 74,700 something, I do believe. And the last month we've had almost 25,000 people, because we were at 50 at the end of last month. So.
Yeah, everyone's got to see that one. It's a word that the Lord gave Juanita. Awesome. What I wanted to share is that today is October the 31st. Word and Spirit will be open at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we're going to do intercession. We are going to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray because there will be children sometime today that are already preset to be sacrifices. And I know that there are going to be those that are not going to be sacrificed because we're going to pray and pray and pray. We've got to break through some chains, okay? Also, Tuesday is intercession night. Please come. I will not be here. Kathleen is going to be giving a message, and then there will be praying and worshiping of the Lord. And she's powerful, absolutely powerful. There's a powerful group that's here, and just come and keep joining. And the Lord gave me today, which goes so strong with what Bud's message was. I've been teaching on Thursday nights this new song that the Lord gave me with my grandkid, and it's, I'm going to sing it with you. And those that intercession people pray with, sing with me on this, okay? But it's what we're doing, you know, we're seeking his face and we're talking to him, okay? And it goes, Jesus is knocking on your door. Jesus is knocking on your door. Open up your heart and let him come in, because he's knocking on your door. Jesus is calling to you. Jesus is calling to you. Open up your ears and listen to his voice, because he's calling to you. Jesus is looking for you. Jesus is looking for you. Open up your eyes and see what he has, because he's looking for you. So the Lord was hitting me with this today as I was coming and driving over, and I just saw it was so cool. When we introduce who Jesus is, you know, we can just open up the heart and let him come in when we pray for that person, for them to understand he's coming in. And we don't have any other job to do other than coming in here and opening up the heart and having them ask Jesus in there. Because once they ask Jesus in, oh my, he changes. Then our job becomes praying for them. Our job is to intercess and stand into the gap for them during their struggles and their time through, until they grow strong enough that they too then are standing in the gap for their friend. We all have shortcomings, but we all have to learn how to not judge, but to pray them through. Because there's bondages in everyone's life. And only Jesus Christ can break that bondage. And it takes someone that was broken and someone that's had that problem to go before the Father and say, Father, here am I, you know, and begin praying for that person, for that problem, for whatever it is that you know, not going to their face, not condemning them, not judging them, but I'm telling you, it's to pray for them. It's to say, God, help them. I know what that bondage is like. I don't want them in that bondage any longer. Lord, help them through that time and that struggle there. Do you know that he's going to do that? He will do that. And you will know. Intercession's awesome. Prayer is fun. It's good. Because we see what God has done. We see the chains that's been broken off. It's exciting. And this is what Word and Spirit is taught. It's what we're coming into doing. It's coming in. It all starts right there with Jesus and with that prayer and breaking those chains. And you hear in the spiritual realm, you begin hearing those chains drop from those people that you begin have been praying for. And then the next thing you know, all of a sudden this person comes in and they're giving this testimony. It's like, yes, yes, I've been on my face all week, man. And you see what God has done. I am so excited about the men on the Saturday nights of the once a month that they're doing. This blesses my heart to the very end. Twice now. Wow!
We started out once. We're twice now. But it's exciting because God's moving. I see big changes in my husband. And I'm excited what God is doing. You know, and it's doing it because people are praying. You know, and we all want more. And the more that we want more, we have a dad that's going to give more. And so I just kind of wanted just to share that.
If you look up the word body, you'll see it connected with power, healing, deliverance, and all these things. So when we take, we need to remember the body of the Lord who did all this for us. You need to think about that. You're going to pray for somebody by his stripes. They were healed. You need to think about the body. Okay, we check ourselves. I said check yourself. But don't ever look to you for the whole reason and cause and strength. You got to look to the body. Who? Jesus' body. It hung on a tree for you and me. And he took all your sins and iniquities and he hung them there. All the sin was hung on the tree. So we got to discern the body of healing and deliverance and power and authority and dominion from Jesus. Let's eat of this body. Lord, I thank you that the knowledge of the body has come to us, that we need to see what you have done for us. Not by works, at least any man should boast, but you. And Lord, as we take this cup, let's remember the first miracle Jesus did. He took the natural and made it supernatural. As we take of this today, and thinking of the blood that Jesus shed, let us think of it becoming supernatural as it pours into our body. Lord, touch this wine today with your touch and make this supernatural. Let us drink. Lord, this is a symbol of the blood that you shed for me and washed me clean, and washed all these people clean. We come in boldly to the throne room where Jesus is by this blood and by the remembrance of what you have done for us. We claim every member of our family right now. I don't care what I see, smell, touch, or feel. They belong to Jesus, and we're going to keep on our face until they come in. And we'll just give you the praise. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Yes. Okay. Mike? Where's our mic man? Oh, I got it. I want a full-time mic man.
I think it is. The Lord has asked me to be obedient unto him, and insofar as I'm able, I try to do that. In this case, I've had to wait a while because I've had a cold and I've not been feeling well. But he has given me a song. I got it from somewhere else years ago. And it was used when we were at what we call a Faith Alive weekend in the Episcopal Church. And that's where people come from all over the country to witness. And they will stay with a family. And then they'll be called up to give their testimony. When we got to the last evening, it was for a whole weekend. There were perhaps 100 to 150 or 175 people in the room. And the woman said, it's ready for, the dinner's ready now, so let's eat. But first we're going to pray. And she said, we're going to sing the prayer. And I thought, what? You know, I've never heard of this. And I'm wondering if any of you ever sing your grace before meals. Any of you ever? Okay. All right. Okay. Now, and I feel that God was asking me to share this with you, and I've got copies of it that I can give later if you're interested. First of all, I'd like you to join hands. All set? I'm going to sing it through for you, and it's to the Sound of Music song, Edelweiss. And this is the way it goes, and then I'm going to see if we can kind of stumble along together, okay? Bless our friends, bless our food. Come, Lord Jesus, sit with us. May our hearts glow with peace. Come with your love to surround us. Friendship and love, may they bloom and grow forever. Bless our friends, bless our food, bless all mankind forever. Beautiful. I just about melted into the floor the first time I heard it. And if you can imagine a huge room full of people that had shared a whole weekend together and taken classes, so to speak, and listened to people giving their testimony, and then the last evening all getting together and doing this, it just about did me in. And I've lost this. Years ago, I could not locate it, and I wanted to find it so badly, and I have tweaked it. Because it didn't say, come Lord Jesus, sit with us. I believe it just said, come Lord. And so I put in the things that are appropriate. So, are you ready? Now, I've got some of these copies here, and I don't know if... Pardon?
With her new glasses.
With my new glasses, yeah. That's how I found it. And I've been passing it around, and I feel God is calling me to do this. And I have a very musical background from my family. My husband was extremely musical, my mother, my father, and I love music, and it does wonders. And the Lord is bringing this back, and he's also bringing humor back in a big way. And so I'm sharing that. Okay, ready? Do you want me to read the words one more time? Okay. Okay, here we go. Bless our friends, bless our food. Come, Lord Jesus, sit with us. May our hearts glow with peace. Come with your love to surround us. Friendship and love, may they bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Bless our friends, bless our food. I'll do it. Thanks. Bless all mankind forever was the last one.
Many of you know or remember my grandson, Travis, and the brain tumor, and it has been holding its own for a while. Well, it's starting to grow again. One eye is totally blind now, and the other one's going. And so I'm asking for more prayer. My daughter has, they live in Toledo, my daughter lives in Newport, so today she has talked to Marcy and asked Marcy if she could take them and pick up the boys. And we've been talking about this for a couple weeks, and so she is taking the boys to church with her today in Newport. And when she talked to Marcy, the boy's mother, Marcy says, well, I'll bring them down. You don't need to come and get them. I'll bring them. And so then Carol said, well, if you're coming, then you might as well come too. And she said, okay. And so we need to pray for that family. The sad thing is the little boy, now Travis, is talking about going to heaven and being with Jesus and watching over the family and for the family not to worry, you know, and that we want to bring hope back into that family and into Travis.
Lord, we know that Travis knows you very well. In fact, Travis talks and sees Jesus all the time. Lord, we thank you for Travis. We come against that tumor. We come against the destruction that the enemy would bring against that little boy. We curse that tumor. We curse its seed and its root. We command it to wither and die. In the powerful name of Jesus. Lord, that this family would feel the love of Jesus and the comfort that he brings. Only the Lord, the Prince of Peace, can bring in a time of trouble. Lord, it says in the Word that you deliver us out of all our fears and all our troubles. And today, Lord, we came against trouble and fear. in Jesus' name. And Lord, it touched this grandmother. It touched the whole family. And Lord, we just give you the praise. Jesus is still Lord, no matter what. And we thank you and praise you. And all God's children said, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
This morning about 5 o'clock, I woke up with a cramp in my leg, and I just sat up in bed, and I said, I bind you, Satan, get off that cramp, just leave, you know. It happened just like that. It left, and as soon as I said, thank you, Jesus, he just filled me with joy. I started laughing, you know.
I think Sherry, I heard giggling.
And Kevin goes this morning, what were you laughing about? And I told him, and I said, thank you, Jesus, and he just filled me up just like that. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to have to invest into the community.
We need a runner. Okay. Maxine Ray is a person that I brought here a couple times, and she called, I think, Friday to let me know that her daughter was having an MRI on Friday because the left side of her face was numb and the left arm, which is incongruous. Usually you think the right side of the head for the left side. And the gal has been doing 16 hours of teaching because she took on volleyball, which was going to get over on Friday. And basically, Maxine, when she asked, was when we think of her to lift her. And I kept thinking to heal her. And I just feel Maxine wanted me to ask you guys today because she believes that we have the healing here. And she couldn't ask God to heal her daughter, but I think we can all look at this and put it in God's hands, that he can show this young person what she needs to know about him, and that she'll hear her mother if her mother brings it up.
Dear Heavenly Father, we stand before you as witnesses of the gap that you gave us. Lord, you know what this lady just prayed and asked for, and we just bind up all of Satan and all his powers against whatever comes against them, and we just ask you to bring your Holy Spirit down and do a mighty work and do what this lady asks. And we just claim that
now at 6 o'clock here. Who cares how you're dressed? You just show up. But it's going to be the second and the last, because some months have 5. So the next one's the 13th. But what got me last night, and I just talked to Floyd, and I didn't know if anybody else really saw it. When we left last night, and Kevin and Floyd, we go over towards the coast, there was a bad accident, or we don't know exactly what happened, but there's a man in the middle of the road with a blanket over him, and he wasn't going home to where he left this morning. And it made me really think, I drove home real slow, that none of us know where our next breath is, or our family, or anybody, and we just got to think about that, and sometimes it takes a shaking in your spirit or something physically to grab you, and it doesn't have to be that. That's a pretty drastic thing to shake you. And I don't want a lot of things bother me, but that bothered me last night. And I started thinking about my family, and we think about going in mission fields around the world, but we got one sitting next to you. You know, and it doesn't mean around the world is not important. I don't want to say that at all. But the one next to you is just as important around the world, and is where God calls you to be. And I pray to God that that guy, that gentleman, is sitting in paradise today. You know, we can't judge him. We don't know what happened. But we can pray, and I don't know who it is, but I want to pray for his family today that there is something. Lord, we don't know this gentleman, but you know him. We pray to God that you know him, that he and that he knows you. Lord, but we want to be with all of his family that is left here today, that's breathing this beautiful air that you've given us, that they realize that there is a way, that you comfort them and you be with them when they got that phone call or that message, Lord. Please just touch them, because in the time of great sorrow, you shine above all. And you can bring good out of any bad that Satan has ever brought upon this earth. Lord, that I just ask you to bless them, to be with them and comfort them and send your angels to protect them in this time and to bring them closer to you and to bring good out of this, whatever happened. Because I know it touched my life. And I just thank you, Jesus, and we just pray for this family. Amen.
I wanted to ask for agreement and prayer. Penny is here today, and her daughter, Marma Lee, I hope I got that right, just lost a five-month-old baby. And she's just in a lot of pain. And I just think maybe we can all just gather together in prayer that this will draw her closer to the Lord, because she's right on the brink, and she needs to know the Lord is real. And I just praise you, Father. I thank you for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, our ways aren't your ways. And we don't know why this little one didn't come to be with us on earth, but you know. And Lord Jesus, you're our comforter. And I ask you, touch the entire family. Hold them in your arms, Lord, and just love them like no one else can. Let them know, Lord, that all things work to good for the good. Work for the good and the glory of God. And we just give you this little one, Lord, and we ask you, raise her up, Lord, up there in heaven where you have people to teach her the word. And Lord Jesus, increase within Marmalade and her entire family. Just guide and lead their every footstep. In Jesus' name, we praise you and we thank you. Amen.
Amen. You got something more?
Yesterday I had what I believe was a divine appointment. I walked into the ARC thrift store in Corvallis, and there was a friend of mine, and it was a setup, I believe, and we talked, and we usually just go yak, 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 but she was very quiet, and all of a sudden she brought up the reason for that. Her son, in his 40s, is considering suicide, and he's deeply into alcoholism, and the family is very, very frightened. And they had another son die several years ago from a car accident. So I said, would it be all right if I took this to church and we wouldn't use the whole name or anything? But she said, oh, I don't even care if you use the whole name. Just please do. So she was really begging me and us for prayer. And his name is Rick, and he's going to be coming here from another state. And she said also he has a beautiful singing voice, and she feels that Satan is trying to attack him, so he'll never realize that.
Lord, we just lift up Rick right now. We bind the spirits of inheritance, the sins of the fathers, the third and fourth generation. We come against the spirit of death and suicide and destruction right now in Jesus' name. Lord, you put your hand on him, and that warring angels be around him and protect him. And give that mother comfort, Lord, that as we pray, it says knock, seek, and find, and it says our prayers are answered. And I thank you right now for touching Rick right where he is, right at this moment in time, in Jesus' name. Amen. You're all going to keep going on and on. We have a time for prayer, and we're going to do it now. So you bring your prayer to the front, and we'll agree with you in prayer, okay? Because some of you may have something to do, and I want to just keep going on and on, even though I'm enjoying it.
I got to say something, lady. Your child's not lost. You will raise that child in heaven. It's still alive. You might not get to raise him here. Okay, you're the grandmother, well, your daughter, whatever. The child's not lost. is still alive, and it's just as happy as can be. And when she gets to heaven, she will finish raising that child.
This is a divine appointment, too. I'm kind of scared of being up here, but I'm honoring the Father, and he's asking me to join me in prayer and lift up Richard. Right now, Satan is doing everything he can. He got away from the Lord, and he's real close with the Lord. I finally brought him back, and God wants me to get you guys together and help me put a stop to Satan, because God wants to really use him and get him out of jail where Satan's got him now, because he wants to reach the rest, and he's really back where God wants him, but he needs your help. Richard is his name.
Richard. Father, we thank you that it doesn't matter where Richard is, there's no walls can keep the Lord Jesus away. Lord, right now, to touch Richard and give him a newness of life. Come, Holy Spirit, upon him. Come, fire of God. Elijah said that God that answers by fire. We have a God that answers by fire every time. The fire of God come down upon him in Jesus' name. The fire of love, Lord, to fill his life. And Lord, whatever the enemy meant for bad for him, no weapon formed against him can prosper, and it's going to be turned around in Jesus' name. Give him strength, Lord. Bring someone across his path, Lord. We want a tongue-talking, cassette-carrying, Bible-toting, devil-stomping, crazy person, Lord, to witness. And if you have to dress a guard up like a, or an angel like a guard, or however you do it, Lord, we know that you're there and that you have well-meaning toward him. And we've all agreed it's touching anything. It says, our Father, give it us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if any of you need prayer for whatever, this is time for it. Thank you, Jesus. And go in peace.